AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. House has taken the first step toward passing a long-awaited bill that will provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says it's about time.
Ukraine's defense of democracy has suffered because there's a faction here in this House, a MAGA minority, that doesn't want to compromise.
Some GOP conservatives are still objecting. A final vote's expected tomorrow. Because he elicited support from Democrats, House Speaker Mike Johnson may have put his leadership position at risk with this vote. Meeting with G7 leaders in Italy, Ukraine's foreign minister says the help is badly needed to push back Russia.
The future of Europe is being decided in Ukraine.
In Iran, defense systems were activated, a sign that Israel did indeed launch a retaliatory strike at a military base. Secretary of State Antony Blinken would not comment.
I'm not going to speak to that, except to say that the United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
Nor would other foreign diplomats. An investigation's being launched into a near collision of two jets at Washington's Reagan National Airport.
A JetBlue flight was beginning to take off when an air traffic controller instructed a Southwest flight to cross the same runway. Both airlines said they're working with officials to investigate the incident further. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Jury selection continues today at Donald Trump's hush money trial. The former president, speaking with reporters, lashed out against being under a gag order.
They've taken away my constitutional rights to speak.
California lawmakers are trying to make it easier for people to rent apartments if they have pets. A new bill seeks to end no-pet policies and would ban landlords from collecting extra security deposits. Stocks are trading mixed. The Dow is in positive territory. This is AP News. More evacuations have been ordered on an Indonesian island because of an erupting volcano.
Buses drive evacuees away from Tagulandang sub-district on Sulawesi Island. Indonesian authorities have closed an international airport and urged residents to leave homes near the erupting volcano due to spreading ash, falling rocks and the possibility of a tsunami. The island's Mount Ruang had five large eruptions on Wednesday and smoke emitted from the crater all day Thursday. More than 11,000 people have been told to leave at-risk areas. It's possible part of the volcano could collapse into the sea, triggering a tsunami. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An AP investigation finds some pregnant women have had difficulty getting health care because of strict new state abortion laws, including a woman who had a miscarriage in the lobby of a Texas hospital because authorities refused to admit her. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.